Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school drum and bass rewind moment, the classic pull-up, right before your drop. But we're not just doing it for vibes. We're doing it so when the drop comes back in, the sub-impact feels heavyweight and intentional, not messy or random. We'll keep everything beginner-friendly, using stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and we'll treat this like a two-bar sequence. Build intention, then the rewind gesture, then a tiny breath of silence, and then the slam back in with a tuned, punchy, sub-hit. First, set the scene. Put your tempo somewhere in the classic DNB zone, like 170 to 174 BPM. Now go to Arrangement View and locate your drop. The goal is to place this whole rewind moment two bars before the drop hits. And here's a small arranging tip. Rewinds feel the most real when they happen at the end of a phrase, like after 16 or 32 bars, right before the next section begins. That's part of the culture of it. It feels like a decision, not an accident. Now we need a source to rewind. This part matters more than people think. The most authentic rewind is literally your own tune being pulled back. So grab one bar of audio from your main groove right before the rewind moment. Ideally, it includes a bit of drums, maybe a bass stab or a sound that represents your drop. If your drums and bass are still MIDI, do a quick resample or freeze and flatten, or just export a tiny stem and bring it back in. Then, once you've got that one bar of audio, consolidate it so it becomes a clean clip. Duplicate it onto a new audio track and name the track Rewind SRC. This is your record that we're about to pull up. Now let's create the pull-up motion. I'll give you two methods. Start with the simplest one, because it's fast and it works. Method A, reverse plus pitch dive. Duplicate the clip on Rewind SRC so you've got a copy you can mess with. Click the clip and enable reverse. Turn warp on. For a drum-heavy clip, beats mode is a decent starting point, with preserve around 1/16 or 1/8. Now, the key move. Over the last half bar before the drop, we're going to automate the pitch downward, so it starts at normal pitch, like 0 semitones, and then it ramps down to -12 semitones, or -24 if you want more drama. Do this using clip envelopes if you like, or arrangement automation if you prefer seeing it on the timeline. Teacher tip, don't go straight to cartoon mode. If you slam it to -48, it can sound like a meme. -12 to -24 is usually that sweet spot where it feels like a deck is slowing down, not like the audio file is being crushed. Now method B, if method A feels a little too digital, add frequency shifter to the rewind SRC track, set it to shift mode, fine at 0, then automate the frequency parameter from 0 down to around -200 Hz over the last half bar. Adjust by ear. This often gives you a grimier, more turntable-ish drag. And one extra coaching note here, warp choice really changes the feel of the pull. If beats mode sounds too choppy when you pitch down, try switching the clip's warp mode to tones, with grain size around 20 to 40. Or try Complex Pro, and slightly adjust formants if it gets weird. You're listening for record being pulled, not audio algorithm panicking. Next, we need the stop. The stop is what gives the crowd that breath, that reload moment, where everything feels like it's about to explode. Right before the drop, cut the rewind SRC audio and leave a tiny silence. Usually somewhere between an eighth note and a quarter note works. This gap is not optional. It's the secret sauce. Without it, the rewind just sounds like a fill. With it, the drop feels like it arrives. Now add a reverb tail, but only on the rewind, not on your whole mix. Create a return track and put hybrid reverb on it. Try an algorithmic call, decay around 1.5 to 2.5 seconds, and roll off the top with a high cut around 6 to 8kHz so it's not fizzy. Send the rewind into that reverb briefly, but cut the send right before the drop. That way you get the excitement of the tail, but you don't smear the downbeat. If you want a super clean trick, put a compressor on the reverb return and sidechain it from your kick, or even a ghost kick that only hits at the drop. That makes the tail automatically duck out of the way right when the drop hits. Big space, clean impact. Now let's stack a riser layer underneath, because the rewind gesture alone can feel a bit naked. We'll use noise and motion, but we're going to keep it out of the sub's way. Create a new MIDI track called Riser Noise. For a quick beginner win, load Waveeatable and choose a noise-based oscillator if you've got one. If not, you can still create a noisy vibe with other stock synth approaches, but Waveeatable is usually the fastest. After the synth, add auto filter. Set it to a high pass, 24 dB slope, over the two bars leading into the drop. Automate the filter frequency rising from around 200 Hz up to 8, 10, even 12 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to give it edge. Now add saturator after that. Gentle drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and soft clip on. This helps it read without turning it up too loud. Then add utility. Widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%, and make sure the low end stays controlled. If you've got bass mono, switch it on, or just make sure your high pass is doing its job. Optional jungle flavor. Layer a snare roll that speeds up. Think 8th notes to 16ths to 30 seconds, and high pass it so it brings energy without stepping on the sub. Now we get to the main event. The heavyweight sub impact. This is the hit that makes the drop feel like it just got reloaded through a big system. Create a MIDI track called SUB Impact. Load operator. Oscillator set to sine. Now we're going to make a tight doof by using a pitch envelope. Set the pitch envelope amount to plus 12 to plus 24 semitones, and keep the decay short, around 30 to 80 milliseconds. That gives you a quick punch at the start, like the note drops into place. Now shape the amplitude envelope. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then idea is short, controlled, and out of the way fast so it doesn't fight the bass line. Add saturator. Drive around 3 to 7 dB. Soft clip on. This is huge for translation. Saturation gives harmonics, so the impact feels louder without you having to crank the sub and destroy your headroom. Add EQ8. High pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it feels boomy, dip a little around 60 to 90 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Small moves. Now place one MIDI note exactly on the drop downbeat. Bar 1, beat 1. Tune it to your track key. A live heavy DNB sits around F, F sharp, or G, but don't guess. Match your bass root. If your drop is an F, start with F. Your ears will tell you if it locks. Quick pro move for phone translation. Duplicate your SUB impact track. Call it sub impact harm. On that duplicate, add heavy saturation, like 8 to 12 dB of drive. Soft clip on. Then high pass it aggressively around 120 to 180 Hz. Now it's only mid harmonics. No real sub. Blend it quietly under the main sub impact. On small speakers, that little layer is what makes the hit audible even when the sub isn't. Now, make room so the impact actually hits. The most common beginner problem is stacking kick, bass, and impact all on the same millisecond and wondering why it distorts or disappears. On the sub impact track, add compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose your kick track as the input. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Also, keep the sub impact mono. Put utility on it and set width to 0%. In DNB, mono sub is not just a rule for engineers. It's how you get that stable chest hit on real systems. Now let's protect the low end from the rewind and riser layers. Group rewind SRC and riser noise into a group called rewind bus. On the rewind bus, add drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 10%, and keep boom off. Boom adds low end, and we don't want low end here. Add EQ8 next, and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. This is one of the biggest cleanliness moves in the whole lesson. Your rewind should be exciting in the mids and highs. Your drop should own the subs. If you want a touch of grit, add redux very subtly. Light bit reduction. Tiny downsample and stop the moment it starts getting harsh. Now timing. Here's a reliable classic structure. Two bars before the drop, your riser starts building. In the last bar, the rewind source becomes the focus. In the last quarter bar, hard stop into silence with just a controlled reverb tail. Then on the drop downbeat, kick, sub impact, and your drop returns clean. One more coach tip. Gain staging. Don't make the rewind louder by pushing the fader and smashing your master. Make it feel loud with mids, saturation, and width. A good target is the rewind moment peaking 2 to 4 dB lower than the drop. The drop should win naturally, without limiter abuse. And do a mono check. Seriously, throw utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0. If your rewind disappears, you relied too much on stereo width and not enough on texture. Bring some mid-range back. Maybe a little presence around 1 to 3 kHz on the rewind bus, and keep the lows filtered out. If you hear clicks after the silence gap, add tiny fade-ins on your drop audio clips. Just 1 to 3 milliseconds. That keeps the slam clean without softening it. Optional flavor ideas. If you want to push it a bit further, add a tiny needle drop tick right before the silence. A little click or Foley, high passed above 2 kHz, placed like a 30-second note before the stop. It sells the illusion instantly, or try a two-stage drop. Let the kick and sub impact hit exactly on the downbeat, but delay your main bass sound by a 16th or even an 8th note. That tiny separation can make the impact feel huge, and then the bass feels even larger when it arrives. To wrap it up, here's what you just built. A rewind moment that's actually your own groove being pulled back, a riser stack that stays out of the sub range, a dedicated tune sub impact that's short and mono, and a tiny silence gap that makes the return feel massive. For practice, make two versions in a simple 16-bar loop. Version A uses reverse plus transpose automation. Version B uses frequency shifter for the drag. Export both. Listen on small speakers and check one thing. Does the downbeat still feel like it has a physical hit? Even at low volume, when you've got that, you've got a real reload moment. And it's going to make your drops feel like they hit twice as hard, without you turning anything up.